Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Whit Wyatt. And now, play ball. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. There goes Haas. The throw from Dickey to Larry, and Haas is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Berry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Allen out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Dykes moves to second. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Wyatt moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Dykes scores. Wyatt moves to third. Hayes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt can't make a play. That's a base hit. Larry moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Allen moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Walker moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Walker scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 5-4, Yankees. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Ruth. Gehrig moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. It's Yankees, 5, White Sox, 5. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen bunts towards the mound. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Dickey moves to third. Larry moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickey scores. Larry moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-5, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-5, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-5, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Gehrig steals home. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Berry and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chapman scores. Lazzari goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-5, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Dickey reaches third base with a triple. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Frank Grubb now catching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs now playing center field. Dixie Walker now playing left field. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kimsey, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Sewell moves to third. Combs moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Kress moves to third. It's 12-6, Yankees. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 12-7, Yankees. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Red Ruffing now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykes scores. One out. It's 12-8, Yankees. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Groob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-8, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-5 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Gehrig scores. Chapman goes all the way around to score. Lazare moves to second. It's 15-8, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Kress reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress moves to third. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb pinch hits for Red Faber. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.